Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. God will right all wrongs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Does God really care about justice and the oppressed? Maybe you have cried out to God to stop bullies from hurting you, but He didn't seem to listen. Or perhaps you have seen innocent people get hurt, and they prayed to God, but in that moment it appeared that God didn't come to their rescue. And so you wonder, why isn't God doing anything? Doesn't He care about what is right? One of the Bible's authors, Paul, knew that his readers had the same questions. There were evil people who were actively hurting Christians. What does God think about such wickedness, they wondered. Paul explained God did care about justice. He was angry, in a very holy way, with those who did evil. They had no excuse. They knew better, because God made clear His truth to them in ways they could see in the world He created. Such an incredible world speaks volumes about the goodness and power of our God. But they ignored God and disrespected Him. They swapped out God's truth and replaced it with their wisdom. But what an uneven swap! It's like exchanging a beautiful, delicious apple for a picture of a withered, rotten apple. How horrible! God promises that His truth can't be silenced. He will right all wrongs. Eventually, their worldly wisdom would become foolishness, and their selfish plans would fail. In other words, although we might not see God bringing the wicked to justice in this moment, He will eventually right all wrongs. And if God is the final judge, we don't have to be. We don't need to let hatred and evil destroy us. We can overpower evil with good. We can love our enemies by praying for those who bother us, because God is in charge. He will right all wrongs. We pray. Lord, You are a good God. You forgive all our sins and show us what is good. Lord, set us free from those who want to harm us and hurt Your name. Lead us to trust that You will do what is best. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.